With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's more fallout from a Biden radio interview that took place after the presidential debate. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
We learned last weekend that the Biden campaign sent approved questions to two black radio hosts who interviewed the president. Now, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that a Wisconsin-based talk radio network also agreed to the Biden campaign's request to make two edits to its interview with the president before airing it. Civic Media said its decision to make the tweaks fell short of journalistic interview standards. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas predicts that Democrats will force President Biden to drop his campaign for re-election and then replace him with one of two prominent black women. Bob Agnew reports.
Just hours before he became the first Senate Democrat to call on the president to withdraw, Welch said of the intra-party turmoil, quote, sooner is better than later to have this resolved. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, more than 1 million CenterPoint Energy customers were without electricity midday Thursday as the Houston, Texas community struggles to recover from Hurricane Beryl. Houston Mayor John Whitmer says that they are urging the major electric company to speed up the rate of power restoration, citing the danger posed by darkened streets.
I know what a dark neighborhood looks like. I live in one. We live in Houston. So what Houstonians are experiencing, all of us in this room that live in Houston are experiencing. We want to provide public safety. Electricity is right there as a priority with public safety.
CenterPoint hit its initial goal of restoring power to at least 1 million by the end of Wednesday, getting close to the halfway mark of total restoration. This is SRN News. Some Christians are missing in Vietnam. SRN's Bill Alexander reports.
A group of 11 Vietnamese Christians are reported missing after being sentenced to 90 years in prison. According to the Christian Post, these individuals arrested between 2011 and 2016 include six Protestants and five Catholics, now unaccounted for in the Southeast Asian nation's prison system. All of them were part of the churches that were not officially recognized by the Vietnamese government, which frequently targets such groups under accusations of undermining national unity policy. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Terror attacks are forcing a denomination to close 70 churches. The churches are in Nigeria's Plateau State. According to Christian Daily International, many of the congregants have been forced to flee their churches, farms, and homes, with many put in internally displaced camps. In some cases, Christians who have dared to return have formed communal groups for security. This is SRN News. There's prison time coming for a Philadelphia labor union power broker.
A former Philadelphia labor leader who wielded significant clout in Pennsylvania politics has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. He bribed a city council member and stole nearly $600,000 from the union he ran for nearly 30 years. John Daugherty was convicted in December of embezzlement, conspiracy, and dozens of other counts in a 2019 indictment. He was accused of using the politically powerful electricians union as his personal bank account and a source for jobs for family and friends. I'm Shelley Adler.
Ammo vending machines are starting to pop up across the country. Texas-based American Rounds has already installed at least one in the Lone Star State and several in Oklahoma and Alabama. Buyers must be at least 21 and show photo ID. More details at srnnews.com.